All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Mark Carasu with us. He is a performance branding expert that helps tech startups to build brand awareness, users, and revenue. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So the first one I got for you today is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
The best story from my life. Well, you know, as somebody who works in marketing, I wish I had something really elegant, but I think, you know, the story that sort of helps define who I am is goes back to childhood and being the product of divorce and single parent and having to be responsible and an individual early on. It certainly sort of shaped who I am in the world of business and set me up for trying to tackle big challenges and solve big problems and not shy away from difficult tasks.
Hmm. And then what's the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
So I think, you know, working with young companies who are either seed or Series A funded, oftentimes they're struggling to sort of define who they are, what their story is, and what their authentic message is. And they sort of default to advertising features, which is great, but features are not emotional. And people make decisions on brands and businesses based on companies that speak to them and solve a problem, but do so in a way that they feel represents them. And that idea of storytelling in an authentic way is often missed by younger companies especially, and taking the time to properly position your brand and figure out messaging that is compelling and motivating and memorable is usually the difference that separates the companies that succeed from those that don't in a given category.
Mm-hmm. And then if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
If I could give myself some advice to my younger self, I would say that observationally in the world of business now for going on 30 years, don't wait for people to give you permission to do something or to try something. Most people, unfortunately, do think small or are actually in a way rooting for you to not take a big swing because they're embarrassed or jealous that they have it themselves. And I think the advice I would give myself is try early and often and don't be afraid of failure.
And then in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
The key to happiness, in my opinion, is balance. If you can have a balanced life and balance in your life can be whatever is important to you. It could be family, hobbies, work, exercise, so on, but balance is the key to happiness, I believe.
And then what's the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
The best book that I've read, I'll have to go back and say, is Who Moved My Cheese in the business world. And it's an oldie but a goodie. I think, you know, the message in there implied is you have to keep looking. And I highly recommend people take a fresh look at that.
Yeah, that book was actually required in my first class of college. I've read that. It's a good book.
Yeah.
And then what is your favorite quote and why?
You know, I'd say one of my favorite quotes is good advertising goes in through the heart. And I'd say, you know, the reason there goes back to an earlier comment about storytelling and authenticity is that people make decisions with their hearts, not usually always with their brains. And that's good and bad. But the brands that can figure out how to speak authentically and emotionally are usually going to do better, and their advertising is going to perform better than others that don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I love it, man. Dude, thanks for coming on. The last one I got for you, where can our listeners best find and connect with you online?
people can look me up on LinkedIn, or they can come to my website, which is makeauthentic.com.
Perfect. Thank you again.
Thank you.